You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. I'm Larry Mantle. So good to have you with us today. We begin by focusing on allegations of corruption at Los Angeles City Hall as yesterday City Councilman Jose Huizar was arrested at his home, and he's been charged under a federal RICO statute, racketeering, the allegation. The claim that he agreed to accept at least $1.5 million in illicit benefits. The federal case against the councilman alleges that he operated a pay-to-play scheme in which real estate developers funneled cash his way, as well as other benefits. There were trips and hotel rooms, gambling chips that were provided, as well as cash, so that the developers' projects would be favorably considered by the LA City Council's Planning and Land Use Committee. Joining us to talk about how this fits in to the larger federal case that's being investigated at City Hall, as well as the city's history involving land use and corruption, is former Los Angeles County Supervisor, former Los Angeles City Council member, and now director of UCLA Luskin School of Public Affairs Los Angeles Initiative, Zev Yaroslavsky. Zev, good to have you with us this morning. First of all, just your top line thought about this being the fifth person to be charged in this corruption, what alleged to be a corruption scheme.
Well, it's the worst scandal in more than half a century, almost 70 years, since the 1930s, which resulted in the recall of the mayor of the city at the time. It's just mind-boggling. As a former councilman, as a former elected official, I mean, this is the kind of thing that stains everyone. There's enough cynicism about government, especially local government, especially Los Angeles city government, and especially when it comes to real estate issues, that when it's confirmed in this way and in this massive way, I mean, this isn't penny ante stuff. This is millions of dollars or $1.5 million and who knows how much more. It really shakes that granite building we call City Hall to its very foundation.
What about the, Los Angeles Times had an editorial today in which it said, you know, essentially the current council members, those who've served in Los Angeles city government, are well aware of the kind of leverage that this committee wields, the ability for council members to control development in their district and therefore to keep the campaign contribution tap flowing, and that the whole system itself is ripe for this kind of corruption. Do you think that's true?
Well, no, I don't think it's true in the sense of this kind of corruption. I mean, I think there has always been an issue. I chaired that committee from 1979 to 1981. Worst job I ever had. It's a very tough job when you do it right. It's much more complicated when you're a crook. And I can tell you that in most of the years that I was on the city council, with the exception of one of my colleagues who's no longer alive, and I don't like to speak ill of the dead, but for the most part, campaign contributions is one thing, and I think it's very dangerous to take campaign contributions when you're an elected official from someone who has business pending before you at the same time, and I think that's what drives people crazy. But this is much beyond that. There's no system that can prevent this kind of rank, deep-seated corruption, a syndicate, really like an underworld syndicate that was being allegedly operated here, according to the Justice Department indictment. I've never seen anything that remotely went this far, not even close. I mean, the stuff that we've had council members who were forced to resign because they there were issues relative to this, minor issues, but they were forced to resign as a deal. We won't prosecute you if you step down. And there were several who fell into that category, but nothing on the order of somebody bringing in $500,000 in cash and paper bags to a councilman. It is sickening.
We're talking with Zev Jaroslavsky, former Los Angeles City Council member, former L.A. County Supervisor, now Director of UCLA's Luskin School of Public Affairs of their Los Angeles Initiative. Also with us is Loyola Marymount University Professor Fernando Guerra, is Professor of Political Science at LMU, as well as Chicano and Latino Studies, and he directs the Center for the Study of Los Angeles at Loyola Marymount. Professor Guerra, good to have you with us again. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, trustee, of course, of Southern California Public Radio. Is there anything historically that competes with the scale of this in L.A. city government?
Not in L.A. city government, but, you know, you've had corruption in a variety of different areas. And, you know, I'm very sympathetic and agree with everything that Sev just said. The major challenge to me is that at two levels. One, at the broadest level possible, is that the more you give and create discretionary approvals for government, especially in land use, the more you have the opportunity to do something of this nature. So the rules aren't written exactly precise, and every single piece of land is different. And then when you're trying to get it approved, there's a lot of discretion. And then when you're trying to get it built, there's a lot of discretion. So it's not uncommon that if you're going to have corruption, it's around land use, it's around building inspectors in that area, because that's where the potential leverage is, where you have a developer who's put in millions and millions of dollars, and really time is money, and they're trying to get it done as quickly as possible. That creates that system. And there's nothing that we can do about it. And as a matter of fact, as voters, we tend to create even more discretion, more loopholes. We have, you know, CEQA, you know, something that Seb was very involved in, Proposition U, all of these different things that we're trying to improve our quality of life in our neighborhoods. But that just creates more rules and regulations that create these opportunities, unfortunately. And I'm not saying we shouldn't do this, but we need to have a check and balance, and that's the problem. It's discretionary approvals, contracting, preferential treatment of employees. Those are the three major areas where you give discretion to elected officials or executives, and where they have the opportunity to do something.
So, as the Times points out, Councilman Huizar's colleagues on the council knew he was a prodigious fundraiser. They knew that he held this position as the chair of the Planning and Land Use Commission, where he could leverage fundraising from developers. Should his colleagues on the council have stepped in?
You know, I would actually disagree that. I mean, from my understanding and talking to individuals, that Councilman Huizar was not a very good fundraiser, and that only reason he was a good fundraiser is because he was the head of, quote unquote, a juice committee. And what that means is that by mere fact that you have that role, not that you're a council member, but that you're a chair of that committee, you have the ability of all of these different developers coming before you, and you can hit them up for campaign contributions. And so that's what afforded the opportunity. And everybody knows that it's the number one committee, most powerful committee, actually the second one after budget. You know, and many years ago, we did a survey where we interviewed all 15 council members, and we asked them to rank the 15 committees in terms of their importance and their prestige. And number one was budget, and number two was PLUM. And one of the reasons was its ability to wield power, influence your own district in the city, but also raise campaign.
We're talking with Loyola Marymount Professor Fernando Guerra. He directs the Center for the Study of Los Angeles at LMU. Also with us, Zev Jaroslavsky, who knows from the inside the workings of Los Angeles City and County Government, having served on the City Council as well as the Board of Supervisors. Zev, do you think that there is any sort of institutional reform that needs to take place as a result of these allegations and the four guilty pleas that have already been agreed to?
Well, let me first defend Proposition U, which I wrote with Councilman Marvin Browdy. That was designed precisely to avoid these kinds of discretionary opportunities for people to leverage developers. It was an initiative that was overwhelmingly approved. Almost 70% of the voters approved it. in order to take some discretion away from the city council members. But let me just answer your question directly. There's an old saying, I don't know whether it was Churchill or somebody else, who said that there's no guarantee that guarantees a guarantee. You've got to have institutional leadership. If you have a crook within your organization, it's a cancer, as the U.S. attorney said yesterday. There's a cancer in City Hall. And, I don't know that any other member of the city council, or most of the members of the city council, since one of them has already pled guilty, knew about this corruption scheme. But the stench is there, and you know, if you have a half a brain in your head, you kind of know there's an issue. And with all due respect to my good friend Fernando, I think Huizar was a pretty good fundraiser. He raised money for PACs, he raised money for other council members, he raised money for independent expenditure campaigns on behalf of other council members. This is what he was all about, aside from taking money. And pocketing, allegedly taking money and pocketing it for himself. The thing that drives me crazy is let's leave the politicians aside for just a moment. This was such a wide-ranging syndicate. There were dozens of people who were aware of it in the private sector, lobbyists, consultants, lawyers, developers, businessmen, and not one of them went to the FBI or to the authorities, the Ethics Commission at City Hall, and reported any of these shakedowns or quid pro quo opportunities. And in fact, the way they, according to the U.S. attorney yesterday, the way they found out about it is somebody in Las Vegas in a casino saw Huizar walking around with a bunch of chips and reported it to the FBI.
All right. I want to thank you both very much for being with us. That's Zev Yaroslavsky of UCLA's Luskin School of Public Affairs. He directs the LA initiative there. And Fernando Guerra is the director of the Center for the Study of Los Angeles at Loyola Marymount University.